Exodus chapter number 14, and I'm going to kind of skip around in here to get to the thought. This is when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, and Pharaoh and his army was coming close behind. And verse 13, and Moses said unto the people, "Fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." And the Lord said unto Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift up thy rod, and stretch out thine hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go over on dry ground through the midst of the sea." And on down, verse 26, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thine hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared, and the Egyptians fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them, but the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses." So what I want to talk to you about this morning is what will you do after the victory? What will you do after the victory? Here they had come to a place where they were very much in bondage, enslaved. It's a picture of our lost condition down there in the land of Egypt. They began to cry out for the mercy of God. God sent a deliverer by the hand of this man by the name of Moses. And now God used many great miracles and Moses to bring them out of the land of Egypt, out of the land of their oppressor, out of that place where they were slaves and in bondage, where their life was hard, their life was meaningless. Are you getting that? And it was a life that they were tired of living. They were very tired of living, and they very much wanted God to save their lives out of the life of Egypt. Yep. And so God is doing that here on this day. And there's some things that take place as they're coming out that helps them to be coming to victory in the Lord. The first thing I want us to see is that they had to wait on God. They had to wait on God. When the Lord told Moses in verse 13, and Moses said, unto the people. Look at it. Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Now, God gave them some promises right here. And, God knew what he was talking about. Maybe they thought when they were pursuing, hey, I thought God said we wasn't going to see them no more. Well, that was after the day of deliverance, after it was all said and done. And that was so. That was exactly what God was going to do. And that's exactly what the Lord did. But they had to wait on God. You and I, listen, if we're going to see true victory, need to understand what it is to really wait on the Lord. Amen? He said in Genesis 49, I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. I have waited for thy salvation. Listen, when we got saved, we had to wait on the Lord. We couldn't hurry the Lord up. We couldn't twist the Lord's arm. We couldn't make the Lord save. You can't make the Lord save nobody. But a sinner waits on the Lord, and then the Lord does the saving. The Lord will do all of the saving. Amen? Think about that. He said, he will show you today. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. The Lord's going to do this today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more. God's saying there's some things that only he can do. Only the Lord can do to save them. In Psalm 37, he said, wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because him who prospereth in the way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices. And see, that's what they were doing. They were fretting because of the army, this great army of Pharaoh that was coming behind them. But God said, don't fret yourself with those kinds of people. He said in Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Amen. Listen, I don't know exactly how long it was that they were crying in the land of Egypt, but just at the right time, God sent a Savior. God sent Moses. God himself came down as the angel of the Lord, amen, to deliver them and to guide them. If you look in this chapter the book of Exodus, you'll find that he is in the form of the angel of the Lord going before them, a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And when he gets them to the Red Sea, he then turns and goes behind them, a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day. And you know what he's doing? He's between Israel and the army of Pharaoh. He led them out and then he protected them as they went across on dry ground. Amen? He is the angel of the Lord, the angel of God, that in verse 19, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them.
but it gave light by night to these, so that one came not near the other all the night. He was a great light on Israel's side, showing them the way through the path of the Red Sea. But it was a dark of night on this side, so thick that the Pharaoh and his armies dared not try to press one inch to come near to them. Are you listening to me? Why? You don't go in a thick darkness. You don't know what's waiting just ahead. You can't see it to walk in front of you. Amen. To feel, hardly. It's so dark. And that's what God did for them. Listen, he said they waited on God. And you and I must wait on God. And he said in verse 14, the Lord shall fight for you and ye shall hold your peace. Realizing that we have a God that's the God of our battles. Amen. He's the God of our battles. Amen. Listen, to have victory, we must realize that we're not the one fighting the battle. It's the Lord that's going to fight the battle. If the Lord fights the battle, we are sure to have victory. Amen. If I fight the battle, I may lose. I may lose, and I may lose hard. That's what Israel found when they went against Ai without the presence of the Lord. But what they found when they stood against Jericho, when God was the one fighting the battle, was that God can make the walls fall down. Amen. And God gives victory. Now, there was spiritual progress that was having to be made. In verse number 15, the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. You need to always be in the place of your Christian life that you are going forward. God wants us going forward. When we have victory, God wants us to continue going forward. It's not time to sit down after we get victory. I want to tell you, I've had a lot of victory this last week. Haven't you? Amen. And it's not time to sit down. It's time to go forward. We must always go forward. Press forward. The apostle said, I press toward the mark. That's why he was going forward. Amen. You and I need to have spiritual progress in our daily life. We don't need to be the same person that we were, not even last week. We must go forward. In everything we do, God said, tell them that they go forward. God wants you going forward. Amen. God don't want you sitting still. Amen. That's right. Hey, you might even want to move up a pew. Amen. Amen. That's right. Hey, listen, it's more than just that. It's in your heart saying, God, I want to move forward with you. I want to get closer to you. I want to be stronger than I was before. More dedicated than I was before. Following you harder than I did last year. So they were to move forward. They were to go forward. Go forward. Don't worry about what's behind, what's ahead. Amen. That's what they were worrying. Moses was worrying. What was behind? What was ahead? God told him, said, you just stretch your staff the way I tell you to stretch your staff. Amen. He stretched it forward the first time, and he stretched it behind him the last time. And each one of them was done for a purpose. One to open up the waters of the Red Sea. One to close it upon the enemy. God's got a purpose of everything that's before us and behind us. And He wants us to walk through it. And after we've walked through it, listen, don't look back. Don't worry about what's behind you. Keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. God wants you and I to keep moving forward. Amen. The angel of God was watching over them. The waters were divided. At the end of verse 21. And the children of Israel, in verse 22, went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. Listen, if you can't see that God had a way provided, you'll never see it right there. God had a way provided where they couldn't see a way. They saw a wall. God saw a way. They saw a wall of water. God saw a way through. Amen? Listen, the way God looks at things and the way you and I look at things is not the same. But if God says go through, we're going through. Amen? Listen, whether you think it's impossible or not makes no difference. You need to have faith in God. If God said, you go that way, that's the way, that's the way through, then that's the way we go. Amen? That's what God wants us to understand. We walk by faith. God will give us victory. God will provide the way. Oh, yes, God will provide the way. Listen, when we doubt and mully mouth and I can't because of this and I can't because of that and this and that and other. Listen, all you've done is put a limit on God. God says, do this, do it. Amen. Do it and believe. Amen. If God said that He would open up a way, He'll open up a way. Some people just ain't never made theirself trust God. They'll back out on God every time. Are you listening? And that's a shame. That's a shame to back out on God. It'd have been a shame for them to stand right there at the Red Sea and then turn around and back out on God. God telling them, I've made a way thus far. I'm the one that brought you here. I'm the one that commanded you to go. I'm the one that said, here is the way. Walk ye in it. Amen. If this is the way God said, it's the way God will make. Amen. That's right. Well, I just don't know if I can believe that. I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for you if you don't think God's any bigger than that. Amen. If you can't go on with God because you just can't see. Amen. Listen, God didn't ask us to see. He asked us to believe. He asked us to trust Him. Trust Him. Even in uncertain conditions. Amen. Here they were. The wicked were snared in the very way God opened for us. Right? All Moses did was just cooperated with God. That's all he did. God gave him everything he needed, and all Moses did was just listen and cooperate. That's what faith is. Just cooperate with God. Amen. God's word tells us to do this, do that, go here. Amen. Look up. Get down. Whatever it is that God says, we just cooperate. And if we'll cooperate, the sea will open up. Victory's assured. Amen. You remember, God promised you're not going to see these Egyptians after this day. There they are behind us. Don't quit worrying about their being behind us. They're not going to be there long. God done said they wasn't going to be there long. Lord, have mercy upon us. God, help us. God, help us to see. God, help us to see the way provided. Amen. He said that in Joshua chapter number 3, the priest that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan. You remember? Now this is out ahead of this. This is on out ahead. They don't even know about this yet. But this is going to happen. And maybe because of what they're doing today, they were able to do what they were going to do. What is it? Well, in Joshua 3:17, the Israelite passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed clean over Jordan. Amen. They had to pass over the Red Sea before they could pass over Jordan. I could imagine I heard somebody say, they did it back yonder. Amen. God said to go through that water on dry ground, and God's telling us to do it again. I believe God will open the water again. Amen. You believe God can open the water again? If God did it once, He can do it again. Amen. Look at the victory. What are you going to do after the victory? Well, that first group, what did they do? After the victory, some of them murmured, complained. You're going to do that after the victory? You're going to go back to murmuring, complaining? Would to God we'd have died in Egypt. Really? You were crying just a little while ago to get out of there. Have you forgotten what the Lord has done for you? Have you forgotten how good victory is and how good life is on the side of the Lord? Amen. Oh yeah, you think God's brought you out this far just to let you thirst to death and to let you starve to death? God knows what we need. Amen. And God showed them what they needed. Brought water out of a rock. Out of a rock. A rock. Not a hole in the ground. Out of a rock. Amen. Split the rock and brought water out. Enough for millions. Quail and the bread of heaven every day. I tell you, that was the best eating in the desert that they were ever going to do. There wasn't nothing else out there. Listen, I want to tell you something. Birds need a place where they can nest. Birds need grass. They need seed. That was desert. Yet every day God brought quail. Flying in just for the camp. What are you going to do after the victory? Are you going to continue going forward? Or are you going to complain? Don't complain. Don't make excuses. Amen? Oh, it's easy to make excuses. It is so easy to make excuses. It's not always the easiest thing to go forward, to go through the way provided. It takes faith. It takes strength. Strength that you and I don't have. Strength that only the Lord can give. When we try to do things on our own, that's when we'll begin to fall by the wayside. You're not going to fall by the wayside, are you? You may fall by the wayside. You may fall by the wayside. If you're not pressing forward, if you're not trusting the Lord, listen. Oh my. If you're not growing, if you're not maturing, Ephesians said in Ephesians 4 that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about of every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Listen, that's what happens to people that are spiritual children. They get carried away real easy by the sly hand of others. Amen? You need to make spiritual progress. Like he said in Job, you should be stronger and stronger. Amen? Psalmist David said, we go from strength to strength. Amen? He said, the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Amen? God said, the righteous, he's going to be like a strong tree. Be like a strong tree. I've got some trees at the house, or up close to the house, rather. They're half dead, half doing something else. I don't know what they're doing. You got any like that? Maybe dead at the top on one side and green on the other side? And I'm like, are they deciding? Are they going to die? Are they going to live? What's going on? Sometimes it's like that in a Christian life. Are they going to die? Are they going to live? What are they going to do? What decision are they going to make? Are they going to grow, produce fruit, be what God had made them to be? That's what God wants you to be. Amen. I would encourage you today. God gave us some victory. Hey, follow the Lord. Believe the Lord. Amen. Go with the Lord. Go God's way. Go God's way. Trust the Lord by faith. Amen. To do in you what He said He'd do. I want you to stand. I'm done for this morning.